Welcome everybody to the Mountain Mind Tricks podcast. I'm so excited you're here. I'm so excited just to express myself, just to speak, just to give myself a platform to talk to you about all the amazing things that Mountain Mind Tricks is up to, and just to explore consciousness, alternative therapy, quantum physics, Qigong, Chinese medicine, sacred numbers. I mean, let's just get into it. Let's go down that rabbit hole. Let's just go down the metaphysics of healing. I'm so excited to hear. Let's do this thing. Welcome everybody to the Mountain Mind Tricks podcast. And I'm so excited to be here with you. I'm excited to be doing this again. Just recording and speaking to you all in audio form. It's one of my favorites. So today I just really wanted to tell my story for people that don't know me or haven't heard me on other podcasts, just to tell you where I came from and where I am now. You know, it's a powerful story. I went through a lot to be here to do what I do. And let's just start from the beginning. So, you know, as a teenager, I was really into skateboarding and going outside. And my parents went through a pretty hardcore divorce when I was a teenager. And so this created a lot of anger inside of me. And really, you know, just thank God I had skateboarding because I could go outside and just pummel myself and jump off things and, you know, just kind of just hit myself and hurt myself and just like kind of go crazy with the skateboarding. It really did save me in so many ways. So much pain, you know, like because I spent, I would spend 6 to 8 hours every day after school. And then I'd skateboard, you know, 16-hour days every day on the weekend. So it was a major piece of my life. And this just led to me kind of hanging out with the wrong people, wrong crowd. And when I was 15, I ended up having a near-death experience. And for the longest time, I didn't think it was a near-death. I really didn't really associate it at all with that for years, for a long, long time. Until I started reading and hearing Dr. Raymond Moody, he's an expert with near-death experiences, talk about them. And so what happened is I was at a party and I just, drank too much and too many pills and alcohol, basically. And when I left, I had to leave the house. I had to go outside. And it was winter time in Washington, Western Washington. And I went outside and just fell to the ground. You know, I had to throw up. And I remember it was just cold and windy. It was at nighttime and it was just soaking wet. I mean, I was just being poured on by the rain. And I fell to the ground and threw up everywhere. And then I passed out and everything went black. Everything went black and there was nothing. There was just the void, silence, nothing, peace. It was probably one of the most peaceful experiences of my whole life up until then. And I had never found that much just quietness, tranquility. And when I came back to my body, I don't know, I didn't really register what happened to me. I thought maybe I just blacked out. Now, this is where later in life I realized, oh no, that was definitely a near-death experience because what happened next was kind of amazing, kind of miraculous, honestly. I got really curious, like, what happened to me? Like, what was that? Where did I go? So I started, you know, I went to the library and started getting books on Buddhism and Taoism and really started diving deep into Eastern philosophy, going deeper into physics. And trying to understand, like, what am I? I started meditating and going to Tai Chi classes and Kung Fu and yoga. And all of a sudden, all my friends dropped away. And in this time period of my life, I kind of became a monk. Like, that's all I did was meditate and read these books. And, like, you know, to give you some context, I had never read a book for school ever. I mean, I was failing school completely. Then I started getting 4.0s. And, like, just everything changed inside me. And that's when I knew, you know, later in life, I was like, oh, that's classic near-death experience. So it totally changed me. And what's so interesting is that this kind of experience, I would say, it happened over and over throughout my life until I woke up. It was almost as if, you know, somebody was knocking at the door and I didn't really get the door. And then somebody was banging on the door. And then it finally took spirit breaking down the door. And we'll get to that. But that was kind of the first knock. And, you know, life happened. I really wanted to go to acupuncture school. I remember in high school, that was like all I could think about was acupuncture school. And there was something got in the way. And I ended up doing Wildland Fire, you know, and I'm thankful for that. And I, you know, left for Alaska when I was, gosh, I mean, I didn't even walk. I didn't walk for graduation. I left for Alaska when I was barely 18, just turned 18, and went to my first season on a trail crew. I started Wildland Fire right when I was 18 that next summer, so going into 19. And wow, I can't believe I spent so much time in that position in those jobs with the Forest Service. I mean, I, you know, 14 years moving all over Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Alaska, Washington, Oregon, you know, worked just about the whole Northwest. And again, these knockings, you know, I had a major accident surfing. I broke my neck surfing. Had a near-death experience with that. And that wasn't such a near-death, but it was just like a, I don't know how I lived. I fell off a 30-foot cliff snowboarding. Again, I have no idea how I lived through that. There was all these experiences, and again, in fire, like trees, you know, helicopter things happening. Just so many times I felt like there was some sort of guardian spirit or something that was taking care of me, because I should have died like 10, 20 times, I feel like. I mean, it just was wild. And throughout my Wildland Fire career, I saw a lot. I saw a lot of fire. I saw a lot of fire and a lot of all the things you see. And the thing that really woke me up, the big one, was when my best friend Mike passed away. I mean, I remember when I got the news, I literally dropped to the ground. I dropped to the ground and I couldn't even breathe. I really couldn't even breathe when I heard what happened. I was just with him the night before, you know, just going through a hard time. And it took about, I would say about 6 months for this to really hit me. I mean, I was down in a hole. I started drinking immediately. I mean, really drinking. It was bad. It got real bad. And about 6 months to a year later is when everything started to really get bad. And that's when, you know, my health started to go down. I had all these aches and pains and my body was just a mess. Severe anxiety. I wasn't sleeping. And the only thing I knew what to do, it's like, I just don't know what's happening to me. I didn't understand grief, or I didn't even know what trauma was. I mean, classic Wildland firefighter. I just had no idea. And I didn't know what to do. So I started meditating again. I started reading philosophy and Taoism and yoga, and I just started reading and meditating. And this is when I popped. I woke up. I had a major, major Kundalini event. And if you don't know what that is, it's this yogic kind of meditation where your energy is rising from the base of the spine out the crown. And it's like this ultimate awakening, out of body experience. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it other than you go beyond your body into a psychedelic state into, you know, extreme gamma waves would be the science. It changed everything. I mean, it was, my mind was blown. It changed my entire notion of reality. And I think this was, and I remember in that meditation right before it happened, I said out loud, like, universe, can you please open my third eye? And it was just like somebody punched me in the forehead and just bam, out of my body. And I think this was like my hero's journey. Like, this was the call. I answered the call. And, you know, from that point on, I was different. I opened up to gifts. I could see energy. And at this point, my body was even worse. I mean, that experience, I was having so much pain and body issues and physical health was just terrible. And after that experience, everything got worse and way worse. My anxiety was worse. My body was worse. And I remember I literally, you know, I was seeing energy. I was hearing voices. I was like going through this mystical process, this initiation. And I really didn't know what to do at this point. I mean, I knew meditation was not enough. So I ended up going to acupuncture. And I would say this really changed my trajectory. Because I remember my first appointment. I walked in thinking, I'm pretty sure I'm dying. Like, I don't know what else this would be. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to die. Like, I don't know what this acupuncture thing is, but I'm willing to try it because I'm pretty sure I'm dying. Like, I don't know what else to do with my life. There's something inside of me. I was like, I can't go to like a classical doctor or a medical doctor or like a traditional therapist. I just knew like that's just not going to go well. So I went to acupuncture. The first time I got needles, my body was shaking. I thought I was having a seizure, you know, like there was just so much energy. And I feel like that's when really things really began to turn around. It took about 6 months of acupuncture to really get my body back to where I felt like a human again. I mean, I remember my acupuncturist saying, you know, I had a Qigong deviation, which is really rare. He's like, I've never even seen this. It's just in books. It's like kind of like your meridians are running backwards. And so it took a lot of time to come back into my body to like integrate that Kundalini experience. It really fucked me up. I mean, real good. Real good. And throughout that process with my acupuncturist, he said, you know, I think you should check out this NLP thing. I think it's really going to help you mentally. I said, okay. And there was this deep calling when I had that Kundalini experience. It was like, you know, I heard the voice of God and I had this beautiful mystical experience. When I came back to my body, it was like, oh, I have to help people. I had no idea what that meant, how it would happen. All those things. It was just like, I have to help people. I have to help people. And so when I went to the NLP class, it was a 4-day basic training, just kind of a workshop. The first day, there was a couple slides. I had been drawing that slide for about 3 months. I had been drawing this weird picture with waves, and it was almost like energy flowing through a crystal, but I had no idea what it was. And when I saw that picture, my jaw dropped. I dropped my pen, and it was just like my jaw was wide open. I was like, oh my God, this is it. I'm supposed to be here. That's a sign. And as that weekend progressed, it was like, this is everything I've ever thought, from like a metaphysical level to psychological level, like in this very clear, grounded, scientific, foundational way of explaining things. Like, this is it. I was so enthralled by the NLP, the neuro-linguistic programming, you know, which is really the neurology, how our brain works, how we think, the different minds, like our conscious and unconscious, and our linguistics, the language and our pictures and how our mind creates stories. And then the programming, right? Neuro-linguistic programming. It's really back to the programs were running at the unconscious level. So the NLP, it was a game changer. And I remember I had to sign up for the advanced course. I had to sign up for the advanced course because I just knew there's something deep inside me. It's like, I have to do this. And it was expensive. I mean, it was $10,000 for the next class, you know, and this was a huge investment for me. And when I went to Master Practitioner, it just went deeper. And the techniques we learned were just so incredible. And the way of understanding the mind. And I remember I was sitting in class. I was feeling really like, I'm just a firefighter. Like, how am I going to help people using this? This is crazy. Like, I didn't feel qualified. Yeah, I didn't feel good enough in that moment. And I remember one of my good friends now, she leaned over and she said, wow, you know what? I've been a clinical therapist for a couple of years now, and I just learned more in the last week than I did in my entire master's program. And that hit me. And then I looked around and I realized, wow, all these people are medical doctors, they're therapists, there's a lot of coaches. There's a lot of people here that have a lot of credentials, but they're here. And that really inspired me. Really inspired me to know that I could do this. And during that process, during that class, you do a breakthrough session with a partner. So you do a breakthrough session on somebody, and then somebody else does a breakthrough session on you. So you get to practice. It's 2 full days of breakthrough sessions. And it's beautiful because you get to go to the back and ask them questions like, oh, am I doing this right? What do you think the root cause is? You know, you get to go to the panel and ask questions. They get to, you know, they kind of supervise you, right? And I remember when it was my turn during my breakthrough session, the initial first experience with mental emotional release, I remember that, wow. I mean, we got to fear, and I had a lot of fear in my body. Oh my God, I had so much fear from the firefighting, from my childhood, from just so many things. There's so much fear, so much. And I remember when we did the mental emotion release technique on fear, we went back to this, you know, I don't remember the event anymore, but when I released it, I felt something. And then when I came back to now, I came back into my body and I opened my eyes. When I opened my eyes, it was like, oh my God, I have to do this with other people. I was so convinced because I had this weight was lifted off me. It's almost as if like this giant dark cloud was just pulled out of my chest. It's the best way I can explain it because I could breathe. I felt like I was breathing for the first time in my entire life. It was like this huge black cloud just got pulled out of my chest. Like I could breathe for the very first time. And I just thought, I have to do this with people. This is the thing. This is what I want to do. It was so powerful for me. And it just changed it. From there, I mean, I really started just writing out my business plan. I started building my business my last couple of years in fire. Like I started really taking action, like really taking action. And this is when everything really began to change in my life. I mean, that breakthrough session, it blew out so much baggage and so many old ways of thinking and so much victim mentalities and just so much that was holding me back. It just really blew it all out. And, you know, and I think that's where I really began to go into this warrior stage. You know, the hero was that first acupuncture. Or even the Kundalini experience, that was like the first kind of hero step into really changing my reality. And after my master practitioner experience, this is when I really had to go to work on myself, on who I was becoming, like this warrior aspect of really going deep into who I want to become and doing all the work. And I think there was a lot of work. There was so much I had to do internally. You know, I think now I've had 4 breakthrough sessions. You know, typically you do a breakthrough session on an area of life until you're ready to kind of go to the next level and do the next area of life. And they, you know, they affect every area of the life, but there's, you know, a breakthrough is powerful, but 4 of them, gosh, I feel like I've gone so far now after 4 breakthroughs. That's amazing. And I think it took me maybe after my 2nd or 3rd breakthrough, it really began to become this artist's journey. You know, and you'll read about this in my, you know, if you do any work with me, if you do the integration class online, I really talk about this hero, warrior, and artist. And the hero is like this release, the releasing part. You're releasing who you are, who you thought you were, the baggage, the negative emotions, the limiting beliefs, right? The initiation is that warrior, is that you're being initiated onto a path. Being initiated onto a path, and it's kind of that next step, that next layer of really digging deep into the homework, into the integration, into all the ways you need to change your life at a physical level, with your habits, with who you think you are, with like literally changing your life. And the transmutation is the last step to this. It's the transmutation where we've done so much work that we begin to let go. You know, it's like this, we accept where we're at. We begin creating our life. We begin creating our reality, and we begin to surrender. And I think that's really the artist's journey, is surrendering to who you want to become and surrendering to your highest self. So, you know, throughout all this process, when I began doing breakthrough sessions with people and really working, you know, I think, I don't know a number. I think I'm somewhere between 60 and 100 breakthroughs, like somewhere in there, maybe 75, around there. But when I first started, there is so much energy happening. So much energy. I remember just doing a parts integration with somebody, which is kind of a lower level technique. You know, it's way smaller than mental emotional release. But I could see the energy changing in people, just a parts integration. So when I got into mental emotional release and breakthrough sessions, I saw there was so much energy. People clearing their whole ancestral lineage, their bloodlines, people clearing things out of their body, people clearing huge traumas. I mean, it was just incredible. And there was so much energy that I didn't really know how to understand it or deal with it. And that's why I began going to Huna. I started practicing, my teacher, Dr. Matt James, one that certified me in mental emotion release. He's also a teacher of Huna in Hawaii. And that's, I would say that was a next level for me, because then I started to understand how to balance the chakras, how to really connect with infinite source, how to, you know, protect myself and the clients and all these kind of energy things that were happening. I began to really see it. And that's where, you know, I think I've gone to Hawaii, 4 years now. And that work combined with the NLP, the energy and NLP and the Huna, like these things combined, really took my breakthrough sessions to the next level. And that's where I started to see people heal from things that were impossible. I mean, you know, people would say, oh, I've been a therapist for the last 10 years and I don't know what else to do besides I've heard about your work. I was like, okay. You know, and having them break free of SSRIs or, break free of migraines or break free of other aspects of, you know, medical doctors said they couldn't. You know, and I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a psychologist. I'm none of that. But I've seen the energy and I've seen the sacredness of the work that I do. And it's just so powerful. breakthrough session is such a sacred experience if you're open to the energy. So beautiful. You know, it changed my life and it changed so many people's lives. I mean, wow. This last retreat in Mexico, every person in the retreat was a client of mine. Everybody had gone through a breakthrough session with me for the most part. And it really hit me hearing seven people in these meetings we're having, you know, even, you know, before, during, and after the retreat, just seeing these seven people that were like, "You changed my life, Thomas. Like, I'm free of this now. And I'm integrating and I'm building and I'm growing and I'm evolving, but you completely changed my life." You know, there's more than one person that said this. Like, "I really thought that was impossible until I met Thomas."
Wow.
That really hit me pretty hard in a good way. Like, wow. "I thought that was impossible until I met Thomas." That's powerful. So, yeah, it's been a wild ride. It's been a wild ride going from totally broken to love and light and happiness and joy and prosperity and just knowing who I am. It's taken a lot of work to be like, this is who I am. This is what I do. You know? It was so hard to talk to anybody or express, talking to trees, becoming an eagle, like having these experiences spiritually as a firefighter. Like, I could never express those or understand them or tell anybody about what was happening to me without fear, you know? And I feel so free of all that now. I feel so free to just be myself, because when I am, just being myself and being connected to my highest self and source, I get to channel and I get to show up. I get to stand in my light. And that's how I know I've healed so much. And I honestly feel like the healing process is done for me. It's over. I feel like a whole person again. I feel collected. That doesn't mean I don't have challenges or suffer sometimes. Of course, it's life. But I'm not seeking to fix anything anymore. It's more like I'm a whole person and now it's time to create. It's time to serve. That's what I love so much with what I'm doing now. It's just about being of service, maintaining my energy, being of service and being open to prosperity and abundance and just giving my gifts to the world. That's so beautiful. Yeah. So I just wanted to share my story. So if you haven't met me, you haven't, you know, maybe you've gone to something free or a live event and you're like, kind of, you know, who is this Thomas person? This is my story. I hope you find it inspiring. I hope you find some lessons. You know, and if you want to talk more, you know, I'm open. Reach out, please. Because I've gone through a lot, I've seen a lot, and I've done a lot of sessions on people that have, wow, come from nothing to go to something great. So thank you for listening. I love you from my heart. Thank you for listening and allowing me to express myself. And I hope to talk to you on the next one. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for just being here with me. And if you want to check out the website at Mountain Mind Tricks, there are so many offerings. We have the group program, Collective Alchemy, where we're all coming together and work on manifestation and prayer and group intention and really maximizing our manifestation power, along with some coaching and release work and energy healing. And of course, the signature breakthrough sessions. I'm always here for you to help you just go beyond where you're at in your life and just build your foundation so you can become that person you want to be in your life. And I just look so forward to supporting you either through the podcast, my free events, my live events in Portland, or doing a breakthrough session or joining the group. I just look forward to supporting you, to meeting you, to helping guide you through the dark places in your life. And just, I want to say thank you. I love you, and so many blessings to you and your family.